And a good morning. Welcome into In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Coming up on the show here today, first couple segments dedicated to Fort Riley activities. Later in the show, we'll get some updates from the Aggieville Business Association coming up this weekend. Of course, the St. Patrick's Day Parade going on in Manhattan. We'll find out details of that. Of course, the race is also happening, and we'll talk about that as well. But we're going to start things off first off with the Irwin Army Community Hospital. Talking about their health record system upgrade today with Colonel Edgar Arroyo, commander of the Irwin Army Community Hospital at Fort Riley. Good morning, Colonel Arroyo.
Yeah, good morning, Kansas and local community partners here. Today marks the one-year anniversary of the declaration of pandemia for the United States. And so to those of you listening, I think it's important to reflect on going through this time, and for those that survived, you know, this year of a lot of challenges, our hearts are with you.
No doubt, it's been a challenging year, and I know you guys have been kind of right there in the thick of things out of Fort Riley. Today, we're going to be discussing. I guess you have a couple of pharmacies that are closed this week as you work through some transition. Tell us what's going on.
Yes, Brandon, we are in the process of modernizing the United States military, the United States Army, and of course the healthcare system. And we have a journey to get to an electronic health record of the future, and we have named that health record MHS Genesis. But to get there, we had to go through some computer-based training, some face-to-face training to ensure that we can safely transition from a, you know, two decade old system, DOS-based, into a web-based, cloud-based system of the future that's going to be interconnected from the battlefield all the way to VA and then be on the health information networks so that providers in the entire network can access information quickly, can make great decisions about the therapeutic alliance with their patients and get to a better health outcome. But with that comes some challenges that we have to go through. One of those is training our personnel. And so we had to reduce services so that in the future we can provide better services. And we started with a pharmacy there at the Pietz and the Farley Health Clinic. We have reduced those services and had to close those pharmacies while maintaining the main pharmacy open as a consolidated effort to provide support. While we're doing that, we're training that team so that they can get back on board quickly. You'll see those places closed March the 8th through the 12th.
Okay, so that's through tomorrow. And that will be a good transition here. What services have you added to assist beneficiaries with getting the prescriptions filled?
Yeah, that's a great question. We actually procured, with the help of the Department of the Army and Defense Health Agency, a script center that is open 24/7. That system requires you, it's like a Redbox kiosk. It's located, if you go into Irwin Army Community Hospital's ER, if you go through that entrance, it's at the end of the entrance hallway, right in front of our chapel. If you go in through the main entrance, you could ask our information desk there, and they can tell you that it's right around the corner. It's not intuitive where it's at if you go in through the main entrance, but we have personnel that can assist you. And that kiosk, you can, once you register through the kiosk, you can actually go online, and there's a drop-down button that is where you want to pick up your meds. And then you can go pick them up at any time. And just with that prescription number, you plug it into the system, and it's very easy to use the machine. It's with the CAC card, right? So you have to apply, you know, your prescription with the CAC, your identification card. But that's a service that we're using. We're also, if it's a refill, you know, we're allowing you to get early refills authorized And you could do that by calling us, right? And we're going to do that through mid-April.
Okay. Are there any other impacts that patients will experience in the next few weeks?
Yeah, so there's going to be some degradation of services across the hospital with appointments for primary care and for surgery. We've actually are working with the network to help us with that. But we've added some other benefits, like TRICARE beneficiaries can now use doctor on demand for virtual appointments with no copays and not having to get, you know, referred. You can access that by going on www.doctoronthemand.com/HealthNetFS or HNFS. And we also, if you have behavioral health problems, because that's another service that's going to be affected, you can use TRICARE and get to Telemind, which is also a virtual system. You can do that by going to www.telemind.com/HNFS.
Okay, very good. Well, in that case, you mentioned a little bit about some of the options patients have here. Is there any other things at the hospital that people maybe can't access temporarily?
Well, we provide 48 direct services, all of them direct care services, all of them will be somewhat affected, but they can definitely, reach our appointment line, and we can work with the beneficiary to ensure that they either have an appointment or that they have choices to meet their health care needs.
Okay, very good. You know, we're speaking with Colonel Edgar Arroyo, Commander at Irwin Army Community Hospital out of Fort Riley. You've talked about this new record system. It really sounds like this is modernizing everything, kind of bringing everybody into the 21st century on this this system. Number of benefits for it, right?
Oh, absolutely. Oh, this new system it's almost like going from the musket to the automatic rifle. If you think in terms of parallels here, we have a system that the physician can have, can actually look at the holistic picture of the patient, and the patient can actually access it through a web-based system, and they can actually communicate. A lot of our civilian networks use similar types of electronic health records that are modernized. The Army had not gotten there, but with these new technology, we aim at providing a better health outcome by actually, you know, as you go into a system, if I can describe a few of its capabilities, the provider can actually type in, and as he's typing, all of the actual treatment protocols are already preset for him, and they can actually quickly spend more time with the treatment touch point with that patient, instead of having to worry about drop down buttons and figuring out what's the right code or how do I describe this treatment plan so that the next physician or the referral physician understand my notes. It's going to be very modernized, and it also be interconnected with lab, with pharmacy, with physical therapy, to name a few. It's really a changing or a game changer for healthcare. And we're looking forward to that.
And I imagine if somebody leaves Fort Riley and goes to another post or something, this is going to follow with them, right?
Yeah. So to give you an example, if you go into some folks get assigned to an Air Force base, or they go to the VA, or they go to a Navy base, this system will now be all across all of our services. And it also would be in the deployed environment. So your data will follow with you wherever you go. In the future, it may even be connected to the civilian networks through a health information cloud, right, system. So we look forward to this new technology, and we'll work with our beneficiaries to make sure we mature our processes, and it will lead to better support for our patients.
Very good. All right. Well, Colonel Royal, we want to ask you a little bit about how vaccination efforts are going on post there. We've been hearing some really good news from pretty much throughout our region, at least in Riley and Pottawatomie counties. What's the efforts like going on at Fort Riley?
Yeah, so we started in December, and we vaccinated a little bit over 6,500 people here at Fort Riley. In fact, our shipment has made it to Kansas City for 1,000 doses. So we'll be kicking that off again tomorrow. We're taking care of shot number two personnel with this new shipment. Hope to continue next week. We expect another 1,000 doses. And so right now it's going well. We want to get more shots in arms because we want to make sure that we play a huge part in getting to herd immunity. But our team is ready. And as we open up, we're working on phase one, right? And phase one has three sub phases or sub tiers. Which is, you know, the healthcare workers, the folks deploying, and then the 75 plus population. We want to get to phase two, the more healthy population. And so we're moving quickly through phase one, and we'll announce when we get to phase two, because then we will open up, you know, for mass vaccination. Hopeful that and optimistic that the supply meets our demand and that we can get and support our community with herd immunity.
All right. Well, how about your hospital staff? How are they holding up? You mentioned we're at the one-year anniversary of this being declared a pandemic.
Yeah, so, I mean, in all of healthcare, there's staff fatigue. And so we have we are in alignment with the 1st Infantry Division in Fort Riley in what we call Victory Wellness. And so through and by that system, we are engaging in supporting our staff with wellness workshops so that we can maintain strong teams that can take care of patients. We do that every week at least twice a month, the first and third week of every month, just like every other organization here on the installation. We are actually participating in all of our wellness activities and launching different workshops that help lift the spirits of our team.
Awesome. Well, I'm really glad to hear that. And it's nice to see that this record system will get an upgrade. And I think a lot of folks are going to benefit from this. Anything else we haven't talked about you want to make sure to get out there?
Yeah, so we're going through multiple challenges, and I just want to make sure that people bear with us as we go through this. It's a vaccination effort. Of course, we don't get resource to conduct mass vaccination efforts. So I have to use our current staff that's been efficiently sourced for healthcare to do all of these other activities. So that puts a tax on our system. The Genesis transition puts a tax on our system and supporting the enabling the power projection of the 1st Infantry Division takes a lot of our resources to do that. But we are closely managing, dynamically managing all of these different challenges to ensure that we support our beneficiaries. And if we miss anything, you know, please come on board. We have a patient advocacy office here and Jorge PAO if we know about it, we'll quickly engage and make sure that we take care of everybody's needs.
All right. Very good. Well, Colonel, it's always a pleasure, and thank you so much for joining us here this morning.
All right. Have a great day.
Appreciate that. We'll continue in focus after this. We'll be getting some updates from Fort Riley Education Services next on In Focus.